The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I don't know what's outside your window, but outside mine, it's bluebird sky. A little bit nippy. It was a balmy deuce when I picked up Barbecue Bob this morning. But we made it here, and we're warm. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And it was nice to see the grilling rig pulling up the driveway. Didn't get to pull up last week, and I drove in a little lonely. Didn't get to talk to my old pal Jop on the way in and tell him how ridiculous the show is going to be.
Yeah, well, I can count on that every week. But anyway, hey, Bob, you had a great conversation with one of our local stars from Lowell, who went on to have great success at Michigan State playing football, Keith Nickel. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up with that.
That's right. And Keith is a Lowell Red Arrow. He did just had a phenomenal record career in Lowell, playing for Noel Dean and all the great coaches out there, Mark Russell, Rob McCormick, all those guys, just really had a jewel in that kid. And I started watching him when he was an eighth grader. The word was already coming out that we've got something here. And he was actually became a very good friend of ours through my daughter Maggie. And we consequently got to know his father, Gary, and Patrice, and just a nice couple, good family. His little brother, Kyle, ended up quarterbacking the ball after him, and just a real football family. Keith went out to, he actually had a verbal commitment with M.L. Smith. M.L. Smith got fired. Oklahoma came in and basically talked him into going out there. Not really telling him maybe that they also were bringing in three other quarterbacks, and so he didn't get the starting position. Can't think of the quarterback they ended up going with, but
in Oklahoma,
yeah,
Sam Bradford.
Yeah, Sam Bradford got the starting slot,
a former number one pick, and in the NFL.
Yeah. So anyway, storied career so far. He did a year at Oklahoma, and just really was bummed out because he saw D'Antonio come into Michigan State and realized that that's where his home was. So he went back to State, and of course Kirk Cousins had already been there a year, so they kept him as quarterback, but Keith went out as a wide receiver and has had just really a great ride and really sucked it up and changed positions, changed his game. The kid's bulked up. He's a talented kid, and he's got a bright future. So here's a little talk I had with him yesterday. Okay, this is Barbecue Bob. I'm talking right now with Keith Nickel, the famed Michigan State Spartan. How are you, Keith?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're happy you took a little time with us. You've got a busy weekend ahead of you.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work down here, but it's been a lot of fun.
A little overwhelming, I bet.
Yeah, it's a different environment. You know, you're so used to being in the same spot for 4 years and the same people. Know exactly what's going on, and now you're here with a bunch of different people and learning and growing. It's a good experience.
So you're going to be playing for Coach Flores?
Yeah, we're going to be playing for Coach Flores, the American team. It's been a lot of fun, lots of great guys on this team, and learning from a lot of great coaches. So I'm enjoying it so far.
So how's your team look?
I feel really good about the guys that we have. I've seen some talented guys, and enjoying being with the wide receivers on my team. Got Jarrett Lee is the quarterback over here, and some other guys, and it's good. It's fun right now.
So what are some of the schools your players are from?
You see some Miami kids, some LSU, you know, myself. You got kids from Oregon. They're all over. Then there's small schools, too, Washington State and all these other places, Furman. I mean, they're from everywhere, man. So it's really been a great to see kids from different places. Notre Dame guard is my roommate, so the kids from all over.
Wow, that's great. People you've run into already.
Yeah, exactly.
Who else is wide receivers?
With me, there's a kid named Jay Smith. He's from North Carolina State. Lavasier Tune is from Oregon. Him and I have been actually having a really good time out here and doing really well. Another kid that was from Virginia. Hampton, like I said, I mean, there's kids from all over, so those are the kids that I spent the most time with, though.
That's great. If you just tuned in, this is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3, and we are talking with Keith Nichol from the Michigan State Spartans and the Lowell Red Arrows. Of course, I've known Keith since I think you were in about eighth grade. I started watching you play football. So we're all real proud of you back here, and it's great to experience watching you go through this process and develop and have all your great chances. And this is a big opportunity for you. It's an inaugural bowl. I mean, it's never happened before. That in itself is pretty phenomenal. You'll be able to look back on this over time and say, you know, I was in the very first NFLPA. That's kind of cool.
It's great, and it's lots of good guys, lots of talent out here, and it's been a lot of fun proving myself and establishing myself, you know. So I'm really enjoying the process.
And I bet you that Home Depot Center in Carson City, California, is looking pretty nice right now.
It looks really nice, and actually I'm a huge I'm actually a soccer fan. It might be a surprise to some people, and the U.S. national team trains here, and I've met some of the U.S. national guys. So it's been a lot of fun being out here in L.A.
Yeah, that's great. Not any good-looking girls out there, probably, though.
There's a few, but I haven't been able to get out too much. So,
well, that's great. Listen, you got a lot of fans back here. We're all rooting for you. Everybody's going to have their televisions dialed into NBC. That's at 6 o'clock Eastern, and it's just going to be a phenomenal game. I heard you ran into my buddy Dick Vermeil already.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy, great coach. You can tell he really cares about people more than he cares about the football player. So it's awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Well, listen, Keith, we're all rooting for you. We're going to be watching. We're going to be grilling some steaks and might even have a couple Michigan handcrafted beers to go with it.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Keith, good luck to you. Thanks a lot.
See ya. Yep.
Okay, that was Keith Nichol from MSU Spartans. How cool is that? Very cool. So, yeah, that was fun. I got to head out to New York, do some barbecue classes next week. I'll be traveling with our favorite cowboy from Ace of Hearts, Rob Russell.
Sure.
And when I get back, the boys up at K&M Dodge are going to have a nice journey ready for me. So I'll be driving some new wheels, courtesy of K&M Dodge, a new sponsor on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. What else is coming up, Jop?
Well, coming up on February 4th through the 8th, that'd be the Super Bowl weekend kickoff there around the 4th, is there's a sturgeon season. And sturgeon are these ancient fish that you get up near Black Lake up by the bridge there. And we're going to be moving the show up there. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to talk a little bit about indoor grilling. If you're not man enough to get out on your back deck in this weather, you do have options. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. The call is close. Tomorrow's my reason for today to let go. If I can get through this, I can get through anything. If I can make it through this, I can... The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.